Inspire FM presents Eyes on Israel with your host, the New Brunswick representative for the International Christian Embassy Jerusalem Canada team. Your Christian embassy established in Jerusalem since 1980. Suzanne Trites.
Hello, it's my privilege and honor to be a voice and advocate for Israel and the Jewish people. Stephen Mueller with Inspire FM, glad to partner with you again this week.
Glad to be here, Suzanne. Can you tell the listeners about this past week in Israel?
Well, in numerous incidents this past week, Hezbollah launched more than 50 projectiles toward IDF soldiers operating in southern Lebanon. These attacks constitute repeated and ongoing violations of the ceasefire agreement. The IDF will not tolerate attacks against Israeli civilians or IDF soldiers. Therefore, they struck rocket launch positions, weapons storage facilities, and Hezbollah command centers. The IDF uncovered a major 650-foot Hezbollah underground route and captured a drone factory and launch site hidden inside a mountain, a cache of 50 Iranian-made explosive UAVs that would have been fired into Israel from secret hillside shafts.
Wow, those were important finds. Have there been any injuries this week?
Unfortunately, Stephen, an IDF reserve officer, was seriously injured and four other individuals were lightly injured as a result of an explosive drone strike. In two tragic incidents, five Israeli soldiers were killed and 13 wounded by anti-tank missiles. Five buried in 7 hours as the army takes a decade-old Hezbollah tunnel and is then ordered to hold its fire. One of the soldiers was 32-year-old Colonel Dor Ben-Sihom, a commander who took command at a complex and challenging time, leading the battalion soldiers with determination and responsibility throughout the past 2 months of fighting. Each soldier gave their lives defending the people of Israel from terror. And just before the recording of this broadcast, another fallen soldier, this one a reservist from a Druze community, just heartbreaking. President Isaac Herzog said the following, quote, "Each and every one of them was an entire world with dreams, hopes, and aspirations cut down in their prime. Together with the whole of the people of Israel, we embrace their beloved and precious families and send them our heartfelt condolences at this difficult moment. May the memory of our heroes be blessed," unquote. Prime Minister Netanyahu also expressed his sorrow and made the following comment, quote, "This morning, I held a situation assessment with the Minister of Defense and the Chief of Staff. My directive is clear. Israel will not tolerate attacks on our soldiers or our territory, and it will exact a heavy price from Hezbollah for these assaults. The IDF will act to thwart any threat to our forces and our territory," unquote.
More heartache for the people of Israel. So tragic, Suzanne. Was there anything happening in the South?
Indeed. The IDF reported striking four rocket launch positions in Gaza that had been established during the ceasefire and were ready for launching. Did you know, Stephen, that since January 1st, Israeli security forces have seized over 240 illegal weapons from within the regions of Judea and Samaria? Even one well-known hardware store in Bethlehem was found with a stash of illegal ammunition. Security forces have been working hard to crack down on terror in the Arab-controlled areas in order to ensure that there isn't another October 7th-type attack. Prime Minister Netanyahu attended a memorial service in honor of his brother, Lieutenant Colonel Yoni Netanyahu's 50th anniversary of his passing. His brother is a national hero, having given his life in liberating Israelis during a hostage-taking raid in Uganda in 1976. Prime Minister Netanyahu, in his memorial speech, said, quote, "I pledge here at your grave, Yoni, and I pledge before you, citizens of Israel, the state of Israel will not be a fleeting episode in the history of our people. We are steadfast in protecting our vital interests. We have achieved tremendous results, and we will not surrender them," unquote.
Wow, is there anything else, Suzanne, before you give us some key prayer points?
An exciting fact, Stephen. Did you know that Tel Aviv has been ranked the world's fourth startup ecosystem following Silicon Valley, New York, and London? With a reported ecosystem value of $250.3 billion and strong growth in recent years, Tel Aviv continues to be a major center for startups, technology, and creative problem solving. A proud moment for Israeli innovation. On a disturbing note, at the UN's Human Rights Council in Geneva, Switzerland this past week, freed hostage Ilana Gritsutsky confronted Reem Al-Salim. Reem denies evidence of sexual violence perpetrated against hostages on October 7, 2023, and during their captivity in Gaza. Ilana's harrowing testimony silenced her as she said to Reem, "I am living proof." With that, Stephen, we need to turn our attention to some strategic prayer points. Complete dismantling of Hezbollah and Hamas terrorist organizations in the north and south, as well as central, protecting Israelis and IDF from missiles, drones, and terrorist infiltrations. A permanent ceasefire and long-term peace agreement with Lebanon and Iran. Comfort for those who lost loved ones, full recovery to those wounded, peace in the Middle East, and in particular Israel. And Canadians have courage to stand up against anti-Semitism and show support for Israel and our Jewish citizens here in Atlantic Canada and throughout Canada, especially when such tragedies occur as the one in the Montreal Jewish neighborhood on June 22nd. And declare Psalm 7, especially verse 10, which indicates that my shield is God Most High. Finally, please pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We continue to be commissioned by Deuteronomy 11:12 that says the eyes of the Lord God are always upon Israel. Since his eyes are on Israel, our eyes must be equally on Israel.
Thank you, Suzanne, for these important prayer points.
It's my pleasure, Stephen. And to our audience, we both say thank you so much for your vital prayers over Israel, Iran, and the Middle East during this critical time. We say shalom. Peace be with you. Until next time.
This has been Eyes on Israel on Inspire FM with Suzanne Trites. To contact Suzanne, email suzanne@inspire.fm. And for more information on the ICEJ, visit the website at icej.ca.